In the 1980s, 90s, and the early 2000s, there were a number of concerts held in the Olympic Center. But due to escalating costs and fewer bands, the Olympic Regional Development Authority gradually stopped booking shows. ORTA spokesman John Lundeen says they have been looking for a genre of music that would appeal to a large number of people. Lundeen hopes the Bluegrass Festival, set for October 25th, fits the bill.
We're trying to bring shows and concerts back to the Olympic Center. You know, maybe not the size of Kiss or the Grateful Dead or Rush or some of the new groups, but bring shows that are affordable to the public, shows that are appealing to the public. And in the Lake Placid area, some of the most popular concerts are the bluegrass shows. There's the traditional bluegrass sound, and now there's this kind of newgrass style of music, which is more of a rock, country, jazzy type sound. So within bluegrass, it just appeals to a lot of different people.
ORTA and Lake Placid will play host to bluegrass artists including Grammy winner Sam Bush, the Del McCurry Band, Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, and Amy Helm. Again, ORTA spokesman John Lundeen.
There will be 10 different bands that will be playing on two different stages from 12:30 until 11 o'clock at night. So basically, once one band finishes on one stage, another one will kick off on the other stage. And people will have the freedom to go in and out of the 1932 rink at will. The reason why we put it in the 32 rink is we wanted to make it kind of a festival atmosphere. We wanted to have a nice intimate setting where people can be up close to the stages and to the bands and really feel a part of it. And it's a nice blend of established groups and the up-and-coming groups.
The Gibson Brothers, winners of the International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award in 2012 and 2013, are performing at the Lake Placid Bluegrass Jam. They appeared earlier this month on Prairie Home Companion and will perform at bluegrass festivals across the Northeast. Banjo player and vocalist Eric Gibson, who lives near Plattsburgh, says he's excited to be among the performers.
They went in full bore bringing in Del McCurry, who's at the top of our business. He's won Entertainer of the Year 9 or 10 times. He's won several Grammys. He's becoming one of the patriarchs of our music, and he's made some of his most important music in later years. You know, he's in his 70s, and he's still a vibrant performer and making important records, and his band is just world class. You know, his sons play with him, and they're wonderful. And Sam Bush, the legendary Grammy winning, they call him the father of newgrass, and both these guys are as nice off stage as they appear on stage. They're super guys. I'm excited to be a part of it.
There's more information on the Lake Placid Bluegrass Jam at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.